Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Yes, yes, I know. Thank you. I realize that. I'm trying to get used to the idea of being Mr. Wonderful. Just about the time I think that maybe I am, I visit with my friend Rich Galen. He straightens me out really quick. Rich is back with us, folks. Rich, as you know, is one of our political operatives. He's of the Republican persuasion. That means he spins to the right. He's the publisher, but also the cost accountant over at Mullings.com, MULLINGS.com, a thrice weekly cyber column. And he's our good friend, Rich Galen. Welcome back.
Thank you, pal. How are you?
All right. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Hey, let's talk about some news. We've all been aware of the malevolence of the Iranian government and the whole power base over there, the different groups, the president and the mullahs and all that. In fact, I said 8 years ago, Rich, that if America wanted to really be successful in Iraq, they would guard the borders between Iraq and Iran, and they would guard the border between Syria and Iraq. I mean, between Iran and Iraq, and then between Syria and Iraq, and just let the Iraqis kind of take care of themselves. And I still believe that wasn't a bad idea. But now we find out that Iran is—they may have outkicked their coverage. What do you think?
Well, I don't understand what they thought or how they thought they were going to get away with this. I mean, the notion of, it's almost laughable.
In case people haven't heard, tell them what we're talking about.
Well, the plot was uncovered the other day that included the plot was to assassinate the Saudi ambassador to the U.S. Mm-hmm. by setting a bomb off in a restaurant where he was to be eating, either at lunch or dinner, whatever it was. But the weird part of it is, that the Iranians hired some guys from one of the Mexican drug cartels, mm-hmm. and offered them $1.5 million to pull this thing off. Unfortunately for the Iranians, fortunately for everybody else, the guy that they were dealing with was a DEA undercover officer assigned to that drug cartel, and that's how they got caught. But it's such a convoluted way of going about this thing. It's just beyond me. So, I mean, obviously what they wanted to do was to not have anything, well, they're not Arabic, they're Persian, but, you know, no Middle Eastern fingerprints on this thing, so that if and when it got pulled off, that it would be blamed on Mexico.
Right.
The last time anybody tried that was in the run-up to World War I when Wilson right. intercepted a demand or a suggestion by the Germans that Mexico declare war on the U.S. to give us a second front.
Well, you know, the Iranians, as I said, the Iranians have caused a lot of problems. I mean, they're a state that sponsors terrorism all over the world. I'm convinced that they have a lot of American blood on their hands in Iraq and Afghanistan. You've been over there. You know more about this than anybody that I know. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, without question.
But it's been maybe, even though we know it, it's been a little bit more difficult to prove that, but this seems to be a direct line between a criminal act, an act of terrorism.
Oh yeah,
directly back to one of the power sources in Iran, right?
Oh yeah, I don't think there's
the
any
military.
Question about it. That's why everybody jumped on. Yeah, the guy that was doing all the negotiating was a high ranking member of
right.
It's called the coup, but it would be like the result.
So what are the Iranians, denying this? What are they doing?
Oh, yeah, they're denying it like they deny everything else. It's
right. What do you think is going to happen from this?
That's going to be hard to figure out. I mean, it has some potentially far-reaching effects. One is that this may actually get the Russians in line.
Really?
Russians do a lot of business with Iran.
And the Chinese.
Is one of the largest suppliers of crude oil in the region. Mm-hmm. They don't have any refineries, so they don't have gasoline for their cars.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you remember during the Arab Spring time, the whole business about the Little Bahrain was beset by huge amounts of unrest.
Right.
It was a Sunni versus Shiite thing. Mm-hmm. And the Bahrainis claimed right from the beginning that this was organized, sponsored, led, and paid for by the Iranians. And everybody said, no, they wouldn't do that.
Right.
Well, I think this gives them a leg up, which also helps.
But bottom line, Rich, I've only got about 15 seconds. Will this be the thing that will actually cause the international community to put their boot on the neck of Iran?
Yes, I think it will. Now, whether or not Iran cares about it, that's something else again. When you get
right.
to be that rogue,
they might be looking. Maybe they're trying to incite a riot. This kind of an international thing. Maybe they're doing it on purpose. Maybe that's the reason they picked a guy who's was pretty feckless. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back after these messages. 22. It's great fruit and
wine. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.